מצויין, שיהיה מצוות ציצית, ושיניח תפילין. בעצם היה צריך להיות להפך להניח תפילין לפני ציצית. ושתפילין זה חיוב כל רגע ורגע. ציצית, כל זמן שהוא לא לבוש בגד, הוא לא חייב בציצית. אבל, אומר הרב, שמעלין בקודש. בגלל מעלין בקודש, אז קודם לובד ציצית ואחר כך תפילין. אבל כמובן מי שלא לומד צדית, אז היא בת תפילין בלי תלית. ומניחים כיס התפילין והתלית לתוך כיס אחד, צריכים מזה שלא יניחו כיס התפילין למעלה. כשהוא פתח את התיק, שלא יפגוש דבר ראשון את התפילין, כדי שלא It's not so in film של יד, in film של ראש. אם נפיתוק פרס של ראש, he has to leave it and put on the של יד פרס, because the Torah says, וקשרת מועז על ידיך, and after that, where you let it off as בין עיניך. But this in itself is the reason why you should be very careful not to take the film של ראש פרס, but to put it so that you will always meet the film של יד before the film של ראש. כדי שלא יעבור על המצווה. I asked once on the first of the Magic, if I have two pairs of tefillin, both Rashi's tefillin, and here lies the one pair, here lies the other pair, and I bought the other pair, but this is also in my Birin al HaMitzvah. Since this pair is nearer, and the other pair is farther, and this is also a sign of in my Birin al HaMitzvah. So he said, no, in a minute, this is only when I want to do both mitzvahs. But here I don't want two pairs, I want only the far pair. Therefore, there is no in a minute in a mitzvah. We are feeling with the money because the main road citizens and so on to not citizens. He has already feeling and then not yet got his talents, he should put on the feeling first. And a meniach tefillin, I'm sure being talismat for you. You should put on the tefillin, and later when you have the talismat, you can put on the talismat. Mishu Zahir Batalis Kotin, in B'Shem and Yaniyah Tzim Beitin, whoever had a kosher tzitzit in his talismat kotin, so he had already tzitzit, so there's no money in the kotin, he can put on the tefillin at home, וילך לובש בציציס ומוכתה בתפיל מבית הכנסת, he doesn't want to put on the talis on the bait of shul, but only the talis cotton, so he had already ציציס, therefore he can put on now the tfil, and go the ציציס and tfil to shul, ושם יתעטף לטליס קוטלס, and shul he can put on talis cotton. והאולם נוהגו לסעטף אף בטלס גודל קודם, אני לא יכול לתת, כאילו מינך את הדמשות אף בטלס גודל מפרד התפיל, שבאת לפרוסה, ואחר כך מניח את התפיל, והוא הולך לבית הכנסת, ואחר אף תבט לפרוד אף בטפיל, אני לא אותו שיל. זה עושה את זה, די... good things to come to shoot the string. So the poor man said, at least if you can't go all the way the string, you can put on the string before shul and end up the string to the synagogue.
Is any yeshiva that died
for
the shiva that's already downstairs?
Before entering the business matter. Before they go to this direction. The big magnet to be one of the first ten לעצור רשיינים בהתנשאלים, התרבט עוד הזמן אפילו לעבוד פתרום לעצור רשיינים. What's better, more important to be of the Atari Shem, because this is written in the Gemara, or better to come to Shul Mitzvah. To bring from the Ari HaKadosh, that he didn't come from the Atari Shem, because he made it for the Shul, he wanted to go with Shul Mitzvah. If he is already in Shul, because it was not yet a man thing, so he came to Shul without putting on the thing first. But now comes the time of thing. It's better to go out of Shul and put on the thing and again enter Shul. This is a big chiddush, I think. It brings us from a chiddush. Why didn't the Ari come from the Asar HaShemim and then go out of Shul to put on a film? And he said the Terence, because he can't finish the Birkas HaShachar. But it depends how much time it takes him to put on the film. And so, but I would say everything. I don't understand this question. If the Ari would come of the Asar HaShemim and afterwards came other 10 Jews or more, and then he goes out to put on it, and then he lost the Asar HaShemim. And the hundreds of the thousands of Jewish, not one of the 10 first. But used to travel in Shul, sometimes he went out of Shul while going, and I told him it's not good to be in Shul, because then somebody else would be from the Asar HaShemim, and he from the Asar HaShemim. הראש היה מסדר הברוכס עד עית הישראל בספר. הראש היה תביר את השחר טיל עית הישראל בספר. וכל עית הישראל בספר, מי זה תפילים של ראש? זה תפור בצליה באותה רהד. ואז היה מניח תפילים בערך עית הישראל בספר. וניפות על עצים לצאת עית הישראל בספר. תותחים לעקוד פאר, תפור, פאר, תותחים לעקוד פאר, זה דוד מהאירונטי שבעבידות פתאום זה תותחים לדמונת, בגלל זה פאר. זה לא מיום בפרס נהיית על זכות עוד תפילה. ובשבור פרנס זה ארצוס החיים, Right, there is a scenario can see anyone to do so. But we put on the thing before Birkas HaShachar afterwards. But they touch the thing when they make the both of Eta Yisrael Pusifara. But if you put on the thing before Birkas HaShachar, it touches the thing when it makes it both. It pieces the... I heard from my father, the friend of Moses, that you should first make a touch and then afterwards make the bracha, because through touching the tefillin, he gets more kavana in the bracha. Usually we first say what we want to say, and what you shout on voice and you are caught, and you touch the tefillin, before you say kavana ben enecho. But here you should do otherwise. First touch the tefillin, afterwards make the bracha. But the film should get in Eder Yisrael Begvura, there is a touch of film should get. Eder Yisrael Begvura is only for the film should rush. I don't remember who said this. Who is the Arsis of Chaim? The Balbi. Arsis of Chaim is the book of the Balbi. He wanted to make a book of Ram Shulchanot, but unfortunately he made only a book of Ram Shulchanot. Tzarich shiyut film olo bishas kriyash mod filo. He doesn't need it only this time. As Rambam said, the mitzvah is all the time, but especially in the time of kriyash mod filo. Writes, at least because the Gemara said for a fair Krishna belief, he made any second batsma. The Gemara says two things. First, the Gemara says the man who reads Krishna without feeling Kilo, he made any second. He doesn't accept what the Mother Tera says in Shatam Vaisa Yadecha. Later, the Gemara says, "Kol ha'teret kriyas shma v'lo yitzim kilu makrim zevach v'lo minchamo elo v'lo yinsochim." It seems that the Gemara makes it less important. First, the Gemara says, it seems like it came for chas v'shom in the Torah. Later, the Gemara says, he did only part of the mitzvah. It's not usually that the Gemara should first say a very strong memory, and then it's not so terrible. It's not usually the Gemara. So I believe the Magnum Shlita explains that the first memory that he seems like Kilo made in the Shekhar Basra, according to the opinion that Laila's Man filmed. So if we say that Laila's Man film, that the Pasuk Miyomim Yamim doesn't know about film, but about the Tom Pesach, as the Gemara said. So there's no reason to say that film is only once a day. Film is during all the day. Then you are made in the second, you don't put on the film by reading Krishna. But the second memory goes according to the person who Mandoma is more, who holds that Laila loves Man film, because the person who Yom Yomima goes on about film. So the person said you have to put on the film once a day. If it's only once a day, then I can do it later. I can read Krishna at 7 o'clock and put on film at 8 o'clock. And so it's only Kilo Makrim Oila B'lai Mincha, that you can bring the Oila in the morning and bring the Mincha afterwards. How is the Halacha? Laila's Makrim or Laila Lav Makrim? What's the Halacha? Most Poskim Ma'okas Midoraisa Laila's Makrim, but you don't. If we don't put on film at night, it's only Midrabon, rather that you won't fall asleep in the film. But Midorais and Laila's Man film. The Rambam wrote on Midorais and Laila's Man film. If you were not Jewish in Moscow or some other town in Russia, you asked, he's going to work in the morning when it's still night, and he's coming from work in the evening when it's already night, and put him on the tree in the place and not so it's impossible with the communist regime there. So what should we do with him? So he got the answer that after sleeping, when he gets up in the so-called morning, and to go to work, then he can put on the tree, because then there's no such a fear that he will fall asleep. He has already slept. So then he can put on the tree, although it's still dark, since there's no other option.
But I don't know how to hold it, even if I cannot do it.
חדרו. ובתום שאין אדם ככה, ביחד השנייה בואו שם בואו מחוץ לנהלם בית. לפני טוב אור ותרשות בכיסי אפר נסעת מפרוכת, בואו שם פתאום יחיסוף את פרוכה למטולה. But first you have to put on the key, otherwise you have lost the prophet. You should say the prophet and put on the key and then say the prophet. The prophet says, 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 you should put on the key, למען תהיה תרץ השם בפיך, כי מיד חזקו הציח השם במצרים. How did this part of the passage come together? I should say so. A person can ask himself, why should I learn Tehillim? I have no ox, I have no cow, why should I learn Shor Shemarech HaSapor? It's much more important to learn physics and chemistry and other things which are important in the world. To remember what was in Egypt, that physics didn't hold, the water became blood and the blood became water, the goy takes it in its blood, the Jew takes it in its water, the light becomes darkness, the darkness becomes light, so you know that all the physics and chemistry is nothing against the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So then you will understand that the most important thing is to learn the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to learn Torah.